Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live from Taco Bueno in Mesquite off of North Town East Boulevard, and I am freaking jazzed.
Why are you telling everybody?
For this segment.
Why are you telling everybody where we are? This is supposed to be a secret.
This
is a super secret thing.
When we started the show, I did kind of think it might have been a secret.
But it is
But
not.
Luckily now, a lot more people have
Word got
showed
out.
Up.
Word got out.
The next couple days. That's okay to say. All right, so we're going to power rank the NFL power rankings. Or if you want to wait and get to that in just a minute, we can start talking about Peace-a-thon.
I will let Alec decide because I am undecided on this one.
Peace-a-thon!
Okay, good, good. Thank you. Thank you very much for making that selection. All right. We have all kinds of amazing things that are going to be happening for Peace-a-thon. I'm going to try to give you a quick overview, and then I'm going to tell a story that I think is especially going to touch the heartstrings of one Corey Majors.
Okay.
All right. So among the things we're auctioning off.
Are you trying to make me cry on air today?
Yes.
All right.
There's a suite for the Dallas Cowboys. There's a suite for the Texas Rangers. There's dinners with the shows, in-game experiences, golf, cabins, sports trading cards, Pokemon cards, and a chance to be on the show with the KNC Masterpiece. And I'm going to give you part of the list of autographed items. This is not even close to all of them, but how does this end? We will have autographed items from Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Gordie Howe, Wyatt Langford, Paige Beckers, Drew Pearson, Matthew Stafford, Ed Belfour, Brett Hull, Bobby Hull, Ricky Williams, Vince Young, Ronald Reagan, Mike Trout, Jay Novacek, Dan Marino, Derek Lively, Ian Kinsler, Earl Campbell, Jason Terry, Chris Jericho, Zach Martin, Brandon Aubrey, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, and I'm just going to stop there.
And if you check in every hour via text or texting Kevin or Twitter or Facebook, you will have Kevin's adoration.
I'm not lying.
I think Kevin thinks that's one of the coolest things about Peace-a-thon Day is how many people are like checking in for hour four, checking in for hour eight.
It is a really long day. And so one of the things that gets you through it is seeing like the people who are like, oh yeah, man, this is like part of our Thanksgiving rotation. This is like part of the buildup to Thanksgiving. I like, seriously, that is so freaking cool. It really, really is.
Kevin, somebody did ask from the 469, Ronald Reagan, is that from the president or the actor?
You know what? I'm going to say the president, but it is like a picture of him riding a horse.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe maybe you think it's more of an acting thing.
Or maybe when he was president, he was just acting.
Whoa.
President.
It kind of just blew my mind.
You're welcome.
And by the way, for people asking if my address is still up for auction, if you show me that you donated a lot of money, hell yeah, I'll give you my address. I told my wife that. She did not think that was a good idea.
You know what, man?
What can you do?
That's up to you. All right. Say no.
Yeah. I don't think you understand me
okay,
as a person
gotcha,
at all.
Gotcha.
All right. So, Alec, you're super into cards.
That's right.
I have a PSA graded Jim Brown rookie.
What?
It is so old.
I saw this thing. It looks awesome.
His name on there is Jimmy Brown, which what? I just think, yeah, I just think it's amazing. But what I learned from Corey is it's about the story. So I want to tell you the story about the Jim Brown rookie.
Okay.
But first I want to tell you this. Go to 1053thefan.com/peaceathon because that auction link, ladies and gentlemen, it is live and up and running and ready to go. 1053thefan.com/peaceathon. And I want to turn your attention to, I should have looked up what package number this was ahead of time. This is from, I don't actually know if he wants me to give out his name, but I got a card from one of our list. I got this card from one of our listeners. I've been looking for a charity to give this card to and heard y'all talking about this today, and I thought it was perfect. I don't know if you know much about AA, but one of the steps is to make amends for wrongdoing. I took one of these cards from a friend when we were kids, so I bought one to try to make it right. I went and I offered it to him. He refused to take it and said he was just glad I got the help I needed. So I told him I'm giving it to the charity, and here we are. And I told him well, we're going to use it and everything, and he said, thank you for allowing me to make amends on this and bring it full circle.
Oh, that's really cool, man.
And you told me, you know, kind of the story is one of the things. So this isn't just a PSA graded Jim Brown rookie card. It's something that has been a big step in making somebody's life whole again from mistakes they made as a kid. And as somebody who I stole things when I was a kid, I feel like we've talked about that quite a bit. I very much appreciate him trying to make it right, and I appreciate him making it right for charity.
I do too, Kevin. And I think it's a wonderful gesture. That card is awesome. I saw it, like I said, I saw it last night as I was perusing.
Right.
Before anybody else could get a chance to peruse, because I have the freedom to do that. And
yes, you do.
The person who puts everything up on the website sleeps next to me. So I was like, hey.
Scandal.
By the way, we are also, as I think you said, we are benefiting the Sandlot Children's Charity this year as well. So that's a really awesome. Now we kind of get to expand the portfolio a little bit and help out more and more. And next year, I think we have even bigger things for the entire year planned.
Yep.
Things that we want to do, and hopefully we'll be able to pull off. I do love that a lot. Kevin, you said you have stolen things in your life.
That is true.
Do you still have the things that you stole, or were you forced to give them back?
See, I still have them because, unfortunately, until I got caught, I was good at it. And I think that's one of the reasons every year that there's a couple of lots of my cards in it, because they're not the same card. Yeah, they're not the same.
I was literally going to get to that. Yeah. I was like, Kevin, why aren't you doing the same thing? But that's really cool.
They're not the same cards. But if you look every single year, there's different lots of my cards, because I'm like, you know what? Do I need these cards? Not necessarily.
And so your mom didn't punish you by taking all your cards away.
She did.
Oh,
so she thought, but I woke up. Look, man, I'm not proud of this, and I actually don't know if my mom knows this or not. I woke up when she was taking them away, and I stashed a whole bunch because I was a punk kid and I hadn't learned my lesson.
Wow.
Just quite yet.
Wow.
So,
I mean, I got a lot of respect for it because I believe that my kids would do the same thing. But at the same time, what you've done, dude, you put a lot of effort and work into this thing every year, and it's not pizza thong, okay? Stop typing that. It's not going to work.
Yes, and Jim Brown, it's him in a I almost said a football outfit, a football uniform. So it is for Jim Brown, the football player. But, yes, he also was a prolific actor.
Watch me.
And that's James Brown. Mm-hmm. This is a different person.
Mm-hmm.
But so
it's my prerogative. I can do what I want to do. That's Bobby Brown, Kevin.
Uh-huh. So just wanted to give you a heads up.
I used to coach at Florida State. Then I went to A&M.
Oh, that's Jimbo Fisher. I was about to say Bob. Anyway,
right, that was Bobby Bowden.
Anyway,
yeah, man, no, that's a really cool story. I like that a lot. I really do. That's impressive, man.
And so we start tomorrow at 6 o'clock. The auction to the link for the auction to bid is live now. I just want to tell everybody this. You know, I talk about this a lot every year. You can also donate. Because we have conversations. Look, we have things priced between or valued between $20 and $9,000. That's a very wide range. But if even then you're like, I just can't, you can support by donating if you want. You can also support by spreading the link to people you know.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, your rich friends.
Yes, exactly. And you can also support the cause by just listening. I can't understate how big a deal that is for us along the way.
Yeah,
and it starts at 6 a.m.
Yeah, the Whataburger pack, too, $10 gets
yes.
you into the raffle. So if you're just like, I only have $10, okay, there you go. You get a chance to win that. If you don't, you were going to donate it anyway, but now you have a chance to win that. So that's
did I tell you we added to that pack? There is a, don't worry, it's already in the description. In addition to Whataburger for a year, it's a Whataburger swag box, and it also comes with a $100 gift card to Whataburger
Dude,
as well.
That is amazing.
And somebody asked, is there an in-person event? So this is the first time we're ever doing it like this. Tomorrow,
taking it on the road, baby.
RJ Dukes in McKinney. They're going to have all kinds of fantastical sales, but they're also going to have about 120 repacks. And so a repack takes just all these other cards, puts it together. They'll be $25 a piece. Ryan, the person who owns RJ Dukes, said every pack is going to be worth at least $25. There are all kinds of cool chase cards in there, so you have a chance to make more than that. But all of the proceeds for that, 100%, will go to Peace-a-thon.
Can I ask you a question about that?
Yeah, if we sell them out, that's $3,000.
Okay, then let's sell them out then.
Yes.
When does he package them? Are they, like, how does, I'm just curious.
Sometimes, it depends. Sometimes people.
Does he have a packaging machine at the place?
I don't think so.
Because if so, I would like to use the packaging machine during Peace-a-thon.
Okay.
And see if I can, if like, the things that we can package.
Why do I feel like this ends with you on the news and now you only have 8 fingers because I got lopped off in a packaging machine accident?
I can see that.
I don't know. Sometimes they just go in envelopes. Everybody does it a different way. But yeah, that will be not an auction, but another thing happening on site. Pizza ISD will be in McKinney, and they will be selling pizzas, and a percentage of that will go to My Possibilities.
We have 84
as well.
Dough balls for Pizza ISD. 84 dough balls, and like you said, percentage goes to them. They just celebrated their 1-year anniversary being around, so that's cool. And Kevin, you said Wild Fork.
And Wild Fork as well will be donating, is it 15% of their sales?
15% 10? Of the sales. All you do,
all
go,
day.
Into, go into a Wild Fork any day, anytime tomorrow, and mention Peace-a-thon, and they'll donate 15% of your proceeds to Peace-a-thon. Plus, we have 2 awesome auction items from them as well. Thanks to Sean Sharif for setting that up for us. Really appreciate that. That's a good dude. He's a good guy.
Absolutely. So, it's an extravaganza, and it's happening tomorrow. In the meantime, I'm going to go through this kind of quickly. Power rank the NFL power rankings. We're going to focus in strictly on one set of power rankings today. What's wrong?
We have missed an opportunity.
Oh, what do we do?
Next
or
year.
Not do?
Next year. We have to get some pizza thongs for auction.
Mm. You know who we need to talk to about that.
Alec was all in on that, Mike, because Mike always wanted
Maybe.
One. Yeah.
But you need to talk to Kyle.
Kyle.
From Dallas Card Yo, Show.
Okay, all right.
He 100%.
He wants that to happen.
No, he has created Dallas Card Show like trunks. And I believe he has a lot of them. He told me he has a lot of them. So, yeah, he's got those. I bet he knows who we should talk to. Who do you think is the worst team in all of NFL football? This is a good point, too. Pizza ISD will be there selling pizza, but you're not going to call it Pizza-thon. That's a fair point. It really is.
I bet he calls a Peace-a-thon.
That's a good point.
You know, he's a great dude out there. Shipping also is available on the website. So if you want
for
to.
For some items.
Yeah,
yes.
For some of them, you need to purchase some shipping. I'm going to say the Raiders.
And
even though it's the Titans.
From the 817, I want to see Kevin get ham slapped again. Look, man, if you donate enough money, we can make that happen. If you're like, hey, I want to donate, I don't know, like $1,000 or $500, and I got this piece of ham to slap you with. Deal.
Yeah.
We'll make that happen.
Absolutely.
The Tennessee Titans are, in fact, the worst team in all of the land, but you just wait until Cam Ward gets it all together. The league's in
trouble.
When
do you think that's going to happen? Next year?
Never, yeah.
I think next year is a better time.
No, I agree.
Because they are with interim coach right now. Sure. And like, that's not a good environment
I agree,
now.
But he said when he gets it together, the whole league will be in trouble. I think he'll be better to the point where the whole league will be in trouble. I vote no.
Okay.
The Raiders are next to last, followed by the Jets, Saints, and Browns to round out the worst
Browns,
five.
The Browns just won a game.
They did. That's
why are the Giants on there?
They're up from 29 to 28, and the Giants are 27.
Giants are 2-10. Browns have 3 wins, bro.
5 games with a double-digit lead.
5.
Where would you put the Cowboys? Alec, where would you put the Cowboys in the power rankings?
I would put them at number 17, Kevin.
Right dab in the middle.
They are mediocre.
They really are.
And I would put them right there in the middle, too, probably 18.
Okay. I think they're maybe one or two spots too low. They are 19.
Okay, that's fair.
But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here's the thing.
That's fair. There are a lot of middle-of-the-pack teams right now.
Yeah, yeah. No, I definitely understand that. Here's what I don't understand, though. The Eagles were second. So you beat the second team and moved up from 21 to 19?
Mm-hmm.
That feels like it's maybe 17?
It's because you barely beat them, you know? You had to rely on Brandon Aubrey, you know, rather than going. What did I tell you? I only want Brandon Aubrey to kick extra points and game winners, and that's what he did in this one.
Just a reminder, we have a Trent Sigg, Brandon Aubrey, Brian Anger, triple sign football that they also inscribed Peace of the 2025 that is up on the site right now. Who is your number one team in all of football?
I think it's the Patriots.
Okay. Alec, would you like to also go with the Patriots?
Ooh. Or the Rams?
I want it to be the Patriots, but I think they still have the Rams at number one.
The Rams are, in fact, number one. The Patriots are 2.
Okay.
Rounding out the top 5, Broncos, Eagles and Seahawks. Can you imagine going back to somebody at the beginning of the season and saying after teams have played about 12 games that it was going to be Rams, Patriots, Broncos, Eagles, and Seahawks? That person might have passed out.
Yeah, they would go, I can see the Eagles being in there, but they the rest of the teams, they would have been like, what are you talking about?
Yes,
right,
agreed. And then I'd be like, oh, yeah, Sam Darnold, Daniel Jones, really? And they're like, oh, they're going to fall off.
It's
and
turned up.
Yeah, you might be right about that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the Tuesday tailgate, a huge weekend for SMU. Was this really a dumb question, and was this a wise bet? We'll do all of that with Carter Freeman next right here on The Fan.
That's Hudson in motion. Jennings wants to throw it. The pump fake. The hesitation. Against the grain. Shovel pass. Why not? Harden into the end zone. SMU extends its lead.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live from Taco Bueno in Mesquite, and the good people of Mesquite have showed out. I wanted to say the Skeeters, but then I felt like I would alienate some Stallions, and I don't remember Petites, the Pirates.
Can I,
maybe?
I would like to shout out the Sunnyvale Raiders and Peanut Cross. Shout out to him.
I know
his name is Jaden, but I'm also going to throw Peanut in there.
I mean, that's just more fun.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about
the names earlier.
Yeah, that's objectively more fun. The Peace-a-thon link is live, 105throughthefan.com/peace-a-thon. And look, I'll tell you this. If you're donating money, we can negotiate. All right? They were like, hey, what if I donate $1,000 for every wheel spin? Yeah. I'm willing to listen.
We don't have anything currently on the wheel right now. Well, and
maybe,
the
we can have a human wheel.
Whoever,
and I'll be like this. Boop, 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 boop.
That seems like you would pick what you want.
Yeah, but how fun would it be to see that happen again?
I just saw it just now,
Carter. Yeah, Carter, you thought that was a blast, right?
I'm here for it, especially, you know, for Peace-a-thon donations. I think you just offered to sing, potentially, for a tolo tomorrow on air, so I bet that can be facilitated, too.
Exactly. Now, we move into the Tuesday tailgate. There is a lot to cover, but I want to start with what continues to be a perplexing decision. Lane Kiffin. Feels like he's been like, oh, yeah, Ole Miss, don't worry about it. And now they got the Egg Bowl on Friday, and then he's going to have some kind of press conference or something on Saturday to decide whether he stays there or goes to LSU or goes to Florida, and they could still be in the SEC championship game. What the hell is going on?
I think what he needs to do is do it like recruits where they have the three hats in front of them, and
that
then he picks one up and throws it away and then picks the other one up, pulls one out from under the table, and he's actually going to Auburn, right? Like there's a secret hat somewhere else. But
did you know that I figured out where a recruit was going for one of those, because I walked by the table and inspected them and saw that one of the hats had been flexed and everything, and I was like, it's that one.
Yep, that's going to be the one. The Kiffin stuff is so unprecedented, because what if they lose to Mississippi State on Friday? Lane Kiffin leaves? Like, what is the committee going to do with that Ole Miss team? Because, I mean, look, they've beaten Oklahoma, a top 10 team. They have other good wins on the season. They've looked very good for the entire year, but we saw 2 years ago where the committee left out an undefeated Florida State team from the four-team playoff because they didn't have their quarterback. And this would be a similar thing where one of the driving forces of your success is no longer there. And he would have left for a place that is in much more flux than what he's built at Ole Miss right now.
And the same thing for Ole Miss as it is with Alabama. They're games that they should win, but they're not games that are like so lopsided that you could not conceive of a way that either one of them could lose.
They're rivalry games.
Yeah.
And both of these will be road games for Alabama and Ole Miss. They're at Auburn and at Mississippi State, respectively. And
I know we'll talk about this more later, but A&M's on the road against Texas as well.
Yes, which I'm efforting to be in Austin for that game. We'll see if that happens or not, but I'm very excited to see that environment after Texas, you know, has continued to play well ever since they lost to Georgia and, you know, score a lot of points. And Arch Manning has really turned things around. But just think, if Ole Miss goes on the road, their team's not fully in sync because of the stuff going on with Lane Kiffin. If they get down 10, 13 points at the beginning of that game in Starkville, you know what's going to be ringing in their ears the entire time? Those cowbells.
Yeah.
That is not an easy place to play in Texas. Almost lost there earlier this year.
Yeah.
So that's not a gimme at all for Ole Miss.
Now, we just talked about Texas. Go ahead and fire off that highlight, because Arch Manning was doing it all against Arkansas.
Manning to take the snap from under center on second and goal. Arch with the snap, turns, hands it. It's a flip back, and look out here, Livingston to Manning. Caught Touchdown, Texas! Yes, Arch Manning can catch touchdown passes as well as throw them. Parker Livingston throws the first touchdown pass of his collegiate career, and the Longhorns have had two possessions and two touchdowns.
Now, I know Arkansas is not the best team, but there's a few things that stood out from this to me. Obviously, the six touchdowns, 389 yards, but this specifically, all season going into Saturday's game, Arch Manning had two completions in which the ball traveled more than 40 yards in the air. In just that game against Arkansas, he had three. Is that a product of Arkansas? Is it a product of he's been moving to get more comfortable, offensive lines giving him more time? Like, what do you make of that?
Well, ever since they lost to Florida earlier in the season, Texas, that is, Texas, you know, Sark and the offense have done a lot of short passes, I think, to get Arch's confidence up, because I think one of the first plays from scrimmage in one of Texas's games after Florida was like a little, it was against Vanderbilt. It was a little dump pass to the running back who then took it, or no, it was a receiver, took it 75 yards when it was only like a 5 yard pass in the air.
Right.
So I think they've been building up to this where, early in, like against Ohio State and against Florida in that first month of the year, Arch was not comfortable doing that, and he was pressing, and he was throwing interceptions, and he would have a big splash play here and there, but it wasn't consistent enough. Now that he's played in 11 games now, gotten his sea legs under him, I think they're like, okay, Arkansas is basically like throwing against air, so this is a good time to get, let's Arch loose, and he played really well, in those conditions.
And I think we mentioned it. We'll talk more in depth about the upcoming slate of games tomorrow morning with you live from RJ Dukes.
Now, 8 a.m. hour.
That's right. I mentioned earlier Kyle from Dallas Card Show. Yeah, we need to figure that out, too. He has been a big contributor to Peace-a-thon, but also he has Drew Mestemaker fever like maybe nobody else that I know. Mestemaker, 469 yards passing. Wyatt Young, 8 catches, 2 touchdowns, 295 yards. But I wanted to zero in on this Mestemaker stat that I think is astonishing. Outside the South Florida game, which did not go well.
Did not.
He has 24 passing touchdowns and just one interception. I realize you can't just remove that game, and that was a hugely important game, but he has been just, and their offense has been a wrecking ball this year.
Yeah, and that's credit to him and credit to Eric Morris for finding him and developing him. And everything, last year, their bowl game against Texas State, it was a fun story. Like,
right.
Oh, this is the first time he's played in like 4 years. He didn't start in high school and he came on and he had a good game. But for them to, continue that success and bounce back from that South Florida loss and just pretty much dominate everyone they've played since then, is it's a testament to the whole football program. And Eric Morris has done that, has been doing this in little bits for a couple years now, but now he's finally found the dude that, the diamond in the rough with Mestemaker, and they still have a very good chance to play in the American Championship game. It just doesn't look like it's going to be in Denton. They'll probably be on the road at Tulane if Tulane and UNT are both to win this weekend.
But realistically, you beat Temple, you're in the conference championship.
You should be.
You beat Tulane. And
you're in the playoff.
Okay.
No, I think for sure the American champ is going to be, whether that's Tulane, whether that's UNT, or whether that's Navy, they're not completely out of it. And UNT and all those teams we mentioned, they got a huge boost this weekend because East Carolina lost big on the road to UTSA. Not a very good UTSA team, but they knocked off Tulane earlier this month, and they knocked off East Carolina. So don't go to the Alamo Dome and expect to win. Those Roadrunners will run you over.
And, we were talking about local teams. Another one, it is amazing the success, the continuous success that SMU has had in the ACC. They now, in what could be a doomsday scenario still, is what I've heard it described as, SMU still controls its own destiny.
They do.
After Pitt beat Georgia Tech, and you're looking at SMU has just lost one conference game in 2 years.
By 1 point. That was a 1 point road loss, and that was, I think it was a late Wake Forest field goal earlier this season that fell them in that game. But yeah, they've been phenomenal in conference, and right now in the ACC, nobody's playing better than SMU. Like Pitt, they had a good game against Georgia Tech, and the Georgia Tech's totally fallen off. They've given up like 1,500 yards in their last three games. Their defense has been horrible, but Pitt just got blown out by Notre Dame the week before. And Louisville had been playing well. They'd lost some close games, and SMU embarrassed them on Saturday. So, the Georgia Tech loss helps because, yeah, if SMU wins this weekend, they're in and they would play probably Virginia or Pitt or another team that's not playing as well as they are right now.
For anybody out there that just hasn't picked up on what SMU does, because we kind of have this real fun idea with UNT that Mestemaker goes out there and just chucks it. They have a pretty good running game to go along with,
they do.
Too, with Hawkins. But for SMU, what is it that they do that puts them in this place right now?
I think the difference is, you know, Kevin Jennings, the SMU quarterback.
He's exciting.
But he's been there. He's started for now two full years, more or less. So everything about the Rhett Lashley offense, he knows it, and he knows how to run it well. And whether it's, you know, a guy like RJ Maryland maybe hasn't been the breakout tight end like we thought he might be coming back from injury, but they've had several other guys step up, and there's just no shortage of playmakers that they have on offense. That's the Rhett Lashley specials. They're going to find ways to move the ball, and their defense has been timely, I think, especially, and it's gotten stronger as the season goes along. You know, like a running back, you know, they get stronger as the game goes along.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of been SMU's defense. It's really stepped it up ever since that Miami game, especially, you know, in this month of November, for them to continue to win as some of the other teams in the ACC have fallen around them, and they're just taking full advantage of it.
Both SMU and UNT, I do believe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It'll be pretty decisive favorites going into this weekend.
Yeah, UNT's at home on Friday, and they host Temple. And then SMU is on the road Saturday. They're at Cal, who just fired Justin Wilcox, their head coach. So you hope that Cal doesn't get that fired head coach bump. Sometimes that can be a thing.
Right.
But the Cal has been very up and down, and SMU has been playing awesome. So they should be a pretty big road favorite.
Now, love from Notre Dame and Pavia for Vanderbilt. Pavia had a big day, 484 yards passing. Are those two back in the Heisman mix at all, or do you still think it's kind of the three quarterback top three teams kind of deal?
I think Love more than Pavia.
Okay.
Just the current run that Notre Dame is on is all powered by Jeremiah Love, and he's been awesome. I got to see it in person when Notre Dame hosted USC. I got to go up to that game in South Bend, and it's like the second play of the game, he had like a 70-yard rush. And for the rest of the game, he ended up with like 250 scrimmage yards. And it's been that all, you know, week in and week out ever since. And you can say that Notre Dame hasn't played the strongest competition. They're not playing an SEC or a Big Ten schedule, but they're blowing out the teams they're supposed to blow out. And he's been a big part of that. I just look at Pavia with, like, he's putting up the big numbers. He'll be mentioned. He might get an invite. He might be like the guy who finishes fifth.
Yeah, that everybody knows.
But if I look at Marcel Reed, if I look at Fernando Mendoza, and if I look at, I guess, Julian Sain, we'll still throw him in there as well. They just have bigger moments, I think. Pavia's the big voice, the big boisterous, you know, Johnny Manziel type. But lost to Texas, lost to Alabama. I'm just trying to think of where his big moment was. It was probably against an Auburn team that's not very good.
Right. Now, you talked about how you saw Notre Dame against USC. I have no doubt that you guys have Lincoln Riley thoughts, but hold on to those for just one second. So Adam Bradford covers USC for USA Today. He was talking to Lincoln Riley after he lost yet another big game to Oregon, and there was a sign at that college game day from an Oregon fan that read, "Extend Lincoln Riley's contract." And he used that as, like, you know, a starting off point about how opposing fan bases view him and whether they see the Trojans as a legitimate threat in the Big Ten. Lincoln Riley responds, "That might be the dumbest question I've been asked as long as I've been a head coach, and I've been asked a lot of questions. You ought to be a little embarrassed to ask that question. This is a professional thing. You ought to try it." What do you think about the reaction? That, I'm going to be honest, like, I know it was a negative slant of a question, but I did not think it was that embarrassing of a question.
I try to take my Oklahoma bias out of this and just look at it. I think if you ask a question like that, you're inviting vitriol from the head coach,
probably,
right? Like, it's going to be like that regardless.
Sure.
But I don't know, you know, 4 years in, this is, like you mentioned, another big game that I picked USC to win this game, so they disappointed me in the way that they played. But I don't know, man, like, it's you're running out of excuses, and I don't know if it's all, you know, Lincoln's been making a ton of excuses for the way that they played, but push has got to come to shove. And the, you know, 4 years in, you are 8-3. You've improved over the last 2 years at that, but USC expects to compete for Big Ten titles. They expect to be in those places, and we don't know the buyout or we don't know the salary because USC is a private school, so we don't know how much it would cost for them to part ways. But it's just, it's not a good look to – it's a question that could have been answered and just shrugged off. But
sure,
the way that you go about, you know, singling that out and trying to, you know, I don't know, just so defensive when you're already hurt.
Okay, I gotcha. Norvell is going to be back at Florida State for 2026. You just mentioned we don't know the buyout at USC. Is this a, well, let's give him another shot, or is this a buyout situation?
I was going to say we do know the buyout at Florida State.
That'd, it's a lot,
$58 million. And just for Norvell, and then you'd have to throw in another probably $8 or $9 million for all the assistants, right? So that's a lot to pay a guy to not coach. If you're not Texas A&M or Ohio State or Texas, where your athletic budgets are that much higher than anybody else's, I think that's a tough ask, especially when the ACC is not bringing in the revenue from their TV deals or their partners. May have it that SEC schools may bring in to say, okay, we can pay for this, or Brian Kelly, right?
Yeah,
for talking SEC schools and LSU. But
yeah, by the way, man, that situation continues to get messier and messier with Brian Kelly being like, hey, I'm stuck now because of all of this. And I'm sure LSU might kind of feel the same way.
Yeah, they really were a perfect match. A dysfunctional school, and the way that things often go on behind the scenes there, with the extreme success you can have on the field, and then, you know, just a pompous, you know, I'm always right kind of guy like Brian Kelly. That was just a match made in heaven. The interesting thing with Norvell, I want to say this really quick, is, you know, sometimes you hear about coaches or teams, like, take out their best game and take out their worst game, and, like, you'll have a better idea of what they are. Do that with Norvell and his coaching tenure. So,
okay, I like that.
13-0 in 2023, 2-10 the last year. So if we wipe all those out, he's had one winning record in the other 4 years. It was like 3-6, 5-7. If he loses to Florida this weekend, he would be 5-7, at best 6-6. And then 1 year, it was 10-3. So on the whole, they fired Willie Taggart, the guy before him, for the same reason, because you were going 6-6, and we expect to, you know, compete for ACC titles.
Right.
And you don't have the level of competition you might if you're in the SEC. But now they're keeping Norvell for basically the same reasons, because they extended him when Alabama wanted him. That hasn't worked out, and they just seem like they're kind of stuck for the time being.
You know, and somebody asked, and I feel bad about leaving him out, Jacob Rodriguez, an illustrious guest of Fan University.
That's true. He was awesome.
Is he in the mix to be a finalist? And would that be another situation where you think he'd be 4th or 5th? Hey, congratulations, you made it. You're not going to win.
That's probably where he'll end up. I mean, I'm trying to think of the last defensive player that non-Travis Hunter that finished, you know, 2nd or 3rd, that finished like really high, because it's always going to be quarterbacks right. Are up top. I mean, Charles Woodson was the last pure defensive player, and he might be the only
that
pure defensive player
wild.
To win it back in 97. And he did it over like Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf, right? Like, that's
right.
Just kind of funny to look back on that, see who we beat. But I would have Jacob Rodriguez there if I was a Heisman. I'm not a Heisman voter. I did not get that.
Who would
I did not
be
get
your
that
group
this year.
Why, right now?
Why aren't you a Heisman voter yet?
That's a good question.
You know, we've only got, what, 13 fan universities under our belt? I think mm-hmm. we rack up a couple more. Someone else.
Let me get to 20.
How do we push for this, Kevin? Like, what do we need to do?
That's a great question.
We're working on getting Darren Woodson in to the Hall of Fame in the NFL. So we got to. Now, this is step 2.
We'll look into it.
It's from you. It's from Darren Woodson to you, man. Not too many far step down.
I'm happy to be anywhere in the remotely close to being mentioned the same sentence as Darren Woodson, so I'll take that. I don't know. Do we go to Heisman.com? I'm not sure. But Jacob Rodriguez would be in my 5. I think it would have to be Marcel Reed, Fernando Mendoza. I would have Jeremiah Love in there. I would have Jacob Rodriguez in there. And then after that, you like Julian Sayin. You like Diego Pavia. I think it's kind of up for debate after that. But I saw on 3's Heisman ballot this morning that they're one they vote on themselves.
Yeah.
They had David Bailey in their top 10 and not Jacob Rodriguez. And I think David Bailey's awesome.
Really?
But I think Jacob Rodriguez is the heart and soul of that defense, and he forces a turnover a game.
And he's going to be in the playoffs.
He's having a linebacker season like which we haven't seen since like Manti Te'o or, you know, someone 5, 7, or 8 years ago, right? So I think when you have a season like that, he's going to get the best linebacker award, but like put him in the Heisman conversation too. I think he deserves it.
Just look, Kevin, you have to go to the Nissan Heisman house, knock on the door, and request a vote from Barry Sanders. And
isn't that just a commercial?
I'm pretty sure. I just looked it up, and that's
now,
what I gathered.
I went to OU, and he's Oklahoma State. You think he's going to
Baker's also there. Baker's also
there. You think
he'll
vouch for me?
I think y'all can just kind of work him over a little bit. Maybe get Travis Hunter in on this thing.
Did you say work him over?
Yeah.
I don't.
Does that mean like beat him up?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Just kind of massage the thing.
Thank you very much, Carter. We appreciate it. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Don't beat people up. Knock on the door, but don't beat people
up.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you very much. Alec, if you can keep us informed about Schottenheimer and whenever he is ready to go. In the meantime, we wanted to throw this out there. Nobody cares about your fantasy football team, but today we do. 877-881-1053. Those triumphs and tumbles as we get closer and closer to the end of the regular season for fantasy, moving into the playoffs, and hopefully for everybody listening, you will be in the mix for the championship in those games. Corey,
yep.
How are you looking fantasy wise? Fantasy football wise, I really need to clarify.
Kevin, this is yes, you do. This is the first week. This is the first week I'm not in first place.
Oh, what happened?
There's been a couple of different. There we go.
Oh, there you go.
This will go fast because one's missing.
It will be fast.
So this will be good. One's missing.
Hopefully. Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News. How would you assess how Deron Bland has played the last 2 weeks?
Excellent. You know, we ask a lot of Deron. He gets put in so many positions, you know, Calvin, in terms of, you know, playing the boundary corner and then having to move into nickel to cover matchup with some of the best receivers in the game. And I just think the confidence that he's playing with right now, some of the, you know, pass defense and the PBUs that he's had, incredible. But what I love about the guy is he's not afraid to tackle. You know, I think when you get a guy that's got shut down corner ability like he does, but will stick his face in there, you love that, and you respect him as a football player. So I think he's playing with a ton of confidence, and, you know, we're not surprised, but he's playing with a ton of confidence and a very high level.
Did you learn a lot more about him after that Arizona game? Because we had talked about he has some struggles, and he's a veteran guy. He's got a new contract. Did you learn about how you respond from adversity?
Absolutely. I think it's, you know, it's the big part of the story that you use with the young corners that we have, you know, whether it's Kalen or Vaughn. And, you know, I mean, it's a humbling position. You know, you're out there on an island and you're playing a lot of man-to-man, and you better have a short-term memory. And You know, what do? You don't fret about it. You don't worry about it. You look at the film. You make notes, which he certainly did. And there were some technique things for him to clean up in that game where, you know, he really should be getting his hands on guys, even a guy like Marvin Harrison that's so big. But just get back to work and just practice. And that's what this league is about. And the sooner you learn it as a young player, the quicker you're able to adapt.
I'm Brian Todd Archer with ESPN. What's the hardest part about going against the Spagnuolo defense?
Multiple, just how multiple they are. You know, Todd, you know, Steve's done a great job. I've competed against them a number of times. It's always the same. Short week doesn't make it any easier because they are so multiple in their personnel packages. And, you know, they've been there a long time. You know, this defense has been playing together for a long time. They've got some great pieces. And, you know, I mean, it certainly starts in the middle, you know, with, you know, Chris Jones, and the way he plays is incredible. And Bolton and Tranquil, I think, are two of the better linebackers in the league. They're aggressive. They're both good in the run and the pass. And then, you know, McDuffie's a great player. I mean, these guys are just they're very talented, but it's the multiplicity. It's the different fronts, the different coverages, the different pressures, the things that they're going to do, the disguise. The disguise is really, really good. And so, you know, you look at them statistically, I think they're top 10 in almost every category, and they're not letting people in the end zone a lot. And that certainly, you know, plays into their good fortune because they're talented on offense.
Yeah, and speaking of their offense, a lot of people think they're having a down year. They're still ninth in points, fifth in yards, and Mahomes is second in passing yards per game. Like,
yeah.
It seems not to be a down year.
Yeah, I don't turn on their film and be like, man, they're really having a bad year of it. I don't think that at all. I'm like, man, he's really fast, and he's super fast, and that guy's fast, and that guy's a good runner. I mean, you look at, you know, sounds like they'll, you know, potentially get Pacheco back, and he's a great player, and Hunt's playing great. We all know what Travis Kelce can do. I think he still leads him in receptions, but the speed of, you know, Hollywood Brown and Worthy and, you know, Rice, I mean, those guys, he's just got weapons. And you know, it's going to be a fun battle because you got two very talented and experienced quarterbacks going at it. And, you know, it should be a fun game.
John Michaud with The Athletic. Do you expect George to practice today, Pickens?
I do.
And then there was obviously a time there where you were spending a little bit more time in the defensive rooms. Are you still doing that, or is it as simple as adding Quinnen Williams and getting DeMarvian Overshay?
Yeah, I gave Quinnen my seat. I said, okay, you sit here, I'm leaving. No, I'm still in there. I have not been in there this week because of the short week. But no, I'm still in there. And again, it's not that, you know, I want to question things or that I'm the defensive savior. It's just, you know, I need to know what's going on in all three phases, and that's special teams, offense, and defense. And but I will say this, I mean, what you guys are seeing on the field is what you're feeling in the classroom. The communication's great, the energy's great, and there's a lot of confidence with that group right now and the way that they're playing. And I think that's very good for us because I think we're playing with some confidence as a football team at the right time.
Nick Harris, 4-star Telegram. Not only is it a short week, but two physical teams on either side of this short week. How do you balance during practice, you know, wanting to get back on the field and improve on some things that didn't go so well on Sunday, but also trying to be light on these guys' bodies?
Yeah, you have to. You know, we played the Monday night game, and then obviously, you know, came and played Philly, and then now this game. And so we'll go out there, we'll run them around a little bit. You know, we'll stretch them, we'll do some full speed individual, we'll do a rack or two full speed, and then we'll kind of take the helmets off. A lot like last Thursday. You just have to be smart. The only difference is it's going to be a beautiful, sunshiny day out there, no rain. So Ed doesn't have to have his jacket on.
With CD, after that week one performance, you know, he responded really well, you guys said, and was able to attack that next week of practice. What have you seen this week from him after, you know, 4 receptions on 11 targets on Sunday?
He's got that look in his eye. He's ready to go play. And he loves the bright lights. He's an incredible football player, and he's got that look in his eye that means business. And it's the same look he had after the first Philadelphia game. And I think I let the cat out of the bag a little bit, but there'll be plenty of balls going to 88 on Thursday afternoon.
Tommy Arch, DallasCowboys.com. Chris Jones has been a big part of their interior defense for a long time. What's made him so good sustainably throughout his career?
Yeah, I mean, the size and the strength and the quickness would be, you know, really what jumps off. But his hand usage is incredible. You know, he's already a penetrator, but he's got the length to kind of create separation with offensive linemen. He splits double teams, which he gets a ton of double teams because of how talented he is. But the motor and the way that he plays the game is awesome. And, you know, we haven't played him. I haven't played him in a while, but he's still, you know, playing at a really, really high level. And last week in the second half, quite honestly, he was dominant against Indianapolis. He was in the quarterback's lap basically the entire second half. And, you know, it's what you deal with, you know. And the good news is they have one to deal with on our side, and, you know, with Quinnen and Kenny and Osa and those guys. So, but great player. Chris is a great player.
And I know you were busy working to win a national championship at Florida, but 95 was the last time these two teams played on Thanksgiving. You remember that game at all with your dad coaching and how it went down?
No, I really don't. The reason I don't is because I was at Coach Spurrier's house having Thanksgiving meal. That was kind of our thing that we did. But I don't remember who won. Did the Cowboys win?
Yeah.
You should know that. Cowboys won?
Yes.
Cowboys won? Well, good for the Cowboys. Sorry, Dad. I'm a Cowboy now, so. But I really don't. You know, I do remember, though, going to Coach Spurrier's house, and we were always watching the afternoon game, so I'm certainly sure I was watching it. And that's, I think, when he offered me the beer because he said, you're not playing in the game. So probably had a few pops with the old ball coach.
Babe.
Babe Loftberg, 105.3 The Fan, Cowboys Radio Network. So, Brian, different coaches do it differently with these Thursday games in terms of some like to kind of work on the game a week ahead. Some say, I don't want to put two game plans in my head. So how do you approach it?
Yeah, the coaches all work ahead, babe. The play callers don't. So, like, you know, I didn't work ahead on this because I didn't want to be thinking about Spags' blitzes when I'm getting ready to, you know, play against, you know, Vic Fangio. And it's just hard, and you can't do that. But the coaches all work ahead. Flus did not as well. And you lean on your coaches going into a game like this. And by this point in the season, you know, you kind of have an idea of who you're going to be. And you normally carry a little bit more into that Sunday night game. So we carried a little bit more into the Philly game, knowing that there would be some carryover going into this week. Because if you think about it, we're going to get very few full speed throws. You know, we'll get a handful of them today, but not a whole lot. And so you need to do things that you're good at and that you believe in. And but that's kind of my philosophy. And then, of course, you know, we were blessed to play Monday night in Vegas and then come home on a short week and then have another short week. And then we play again next Thursday, if you guys didn't know, in Detroit.
There you go. Brian Schottenheimer right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we're live from Taco Bueno in Mesquite off of Town East. It's time for the C Block, starring Corey Majors.
Let's do it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North.
North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.